Obamacare remains in place this morning, but there's a new epidemic of uncertainty. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Although the federal court finding that Obamacare is illegal could be reversed in appeal, that ruling could also mean the new Congress will take on health care again in the coming year, and there are predictions that new Obamacare enrollment numbers might fall. But investors may be overreacting, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The enrollment period for health insurance plans on the Obamacare exchanges ended over the weekend. There are predictions that net enrollment will be down, but that's just new enrollments. It doesn't count people who already had insurance on the exchanges. They'll be automatically re-enrolled. And Rice University health economist Vivian Ho says the falling number of new enrollments could be good news.
So maybe enrollment is down because more people have gotten jobs and therefore insurance through their jobs.
As far as the judge's ruling Friday, Ho thinks investors are overreacting. She expects the ruling to be overturned in a higher court.
I think the decision issued by the Texas judge was quite narrow and not at all the way most legal experts would be interpreting the Affordable Care Act.
Ho predicts if the case gets all the way to the Supreme Court, the justices will again uphold the Affordable Care Act. Or Obamacare. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Cigna and CVS Aetna stock are down 2% in pre-market trading. United Health is down 2.3%. Some other numbers, the FTSE in London is down 0.7%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are both down about 0.5%. The Dow future down 0.7%. With the Fed meeting on the economy and interest rates later this week, the benchmark for interest rates is flat, 2.88%. Maybe you're trying to push back against the consumer orgy during these holidays, or maybe you're going crazy with the gift buying. What we know from government data is that retail sales were up in November, up sharply if you factor in a drop in gasoline prices and other volatile factors. There was strength in economics, furniture, and more, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
U.S. consumers are in a good place financially, says Joe Bruswellis at RSM Consulting, because the job market's so strong. He expects to see
the unemployment rate continue to fall, a further pickup in wages.
Economist James Boniker at IHS Market predicts holiday sales will increase 4.7% annually. That's good, but not as good as last year, when people spent it up in anticipation of tax cuts, an effect Boniker says is now fading.
You kind of get used to your paycheck as it is, and you don't feel that urge to spend the additional money.
On the plus side for retailers, Thanksgiving came early this year, providing maximum shopping days, 32, and weekends, 5, before Christmas.
People might have an additional paycheck, put in more hours, earn a little bit of extra money over the holidays.
And we all get more shopping music. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Here's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed return. Don't say that very often. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and to get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism that you trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Now an update on the deadliest and most destructive fires in California's history. The disaster last month killed at least 85 people and left thousands in the town of Paradise and the surrounding area without homes and without jobs. Local officials want employers to rebuild so there's work for residents to come back to, but Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports there's limited aid available for displaced businesses.
I met Paradise Town Councilman Scott Lauder at a benefit for fire survivors. His home in Paradise was a total loss. His business, the movie theater in town, is still standing in the burn zone, but his employees and customers have all evacuated, just like him.
We have our corporate office set up in a hotel room where my daughter and her husband and two dogs are staying.
Lauder owns a second movie theater in Lake County, but that area was also ravaged by fire earlier this year.
My business empire is in two of the most burnt-out counties in the country.
Lauder paid his employees for one final week and then told them to file for aid, which can include expedited unemployment benefits and cash grants. But Monica Nolan of Paradise's Chamber of Commerce, which also burned, says it's less clear how to support the 2,000 businesses that the fire displaced or destroyed.
There's really not a blueprint for pretty much the entire business community being decimated.
Daryl Armstrong has just started cutting hair at Eye Candy Barbershop in Chico, California. It's about 20 minutes away from the barbershop he had been running in Paradise, founded by his grandfather almost 30 years ago.
My grandpa was a World War II veteran and was in Battle of the Bulge, and so he had a lot of Army stuff up and stuff like that.
But the fire took those mementos, along with the shop and his equipment. He can't even forward his phone number because the line no longer exists. He says his older clients are unlikely to track him down online, and he didn't have business insurance.
That's why it's a big deal for me to get back, get working, and start it over again.
How he'll do that and where remain open questions. The main source of aid companies can tap is loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. SBA loans are low interest, but still, that's debt. And Armstrong is weighing if he'll need one to rebuild.
That's the thing. I don't want a loan if I'm not sure if I'm going to go up there. And what if I decide to stay here and I like it in here?
Town officials want to lure new businesses to Paradise by rebuilding with more modern services, like higher-speed internet lines and a sewer system. Lauder, the theater owner, is optimistic.
We're rebuilding. We're going to be back. I love Paradise.
But it's unclear how many of the town's displaced businesses can survive long enough to return to that new Paradise. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
We're also covering Wall Street powerhouse Goldman Sachs getting hit with criminal charges in Malaysia today. This is related to the scandal surrounding 1MDB, a Malaysian government bond fund at the center of fraud and bribery investigations in at least five countries. Goldman says the charges today are misdirected. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.